You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Katie Ferguson, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 11%. That's how much the average prices of Coca-Cola products increased in the most recent quarter. The beverage company has raised its prices because of inflation. Prices have increased as production costs have gone up. But so far, consumers seem to not mind the higher prices too much. The company beat earnings expectations when it reported quarterly results yesterday. Analysts surveyed by FactSet were expecting earnings of 25 cents a share on revenue of $10.8 billion. The actual results? 68 cents a share on sales of $11 billion. Coca-Cola and other consumer staples have been weathering the macroeconomic uncertainty relatively well because shoppers have been willing to pay higher prices for their favorite brands. But as the outlook for the economy worsens, consumers might be getting more budget conscious. That leaves the question of just how much companies like Coca-Cola can keep increasing prices before they reach a breaking point. While that question remains unanswered, the company has reiterated its outlook and says it expects inflation to continue taking a toll on its financial performance over the course of the fiscal year. The next number up is $5.2 billion. That's roughly how much Bed Bath & Beyond owes its creditors. The home goods giant filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Sunday after a series of financial maneuvers designed to turn the business around came up short. What's next for the retailer? Well, companies undergoing bankruptcy procedures often sell their assets to repay outstanding debts, meaning that $5.2 billion of debt. The company can also use the bankruptcy proceedings to wind down its operations. That means putting the entire business or some of the assets up for sale and keeping the stores open while it works out what's next. Now, if a buyer swoops in at the 11th hour to buy the chain, Bed Bath says it will pivot away from store closings. What's next for shoppers? According to Bed Bath's website, the retailer will start store closing sales tomorrow and says shoppers can expect deep discounts. And if you happen to have a gift card for the retailer, use it before it expires on May 8th. Our last number is 7,000. That's how many jobs Disney expects to cut this year. And yesterday, the entertainment giant began its second round of layoffs. The job cuts impacted multiple business areas, including sports channel ESPN and the company's parks. The reductions are part of returning CEO Bob Iger's campaign to save $5.5 billion in costs. The first round of layoffs began last month, and it's expected that there will be another round this summer. Currently, the number of jobs cut so far is around 4,000. The announcement didn't have a huge impact on the company's stock yesterday, which barely budged. Disney shares are still about 16% lower than they were a year ago. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, April 25th. I'm Katie Ferguson, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.